If that one didn't throw you, let's go ahead and try some words using the same letters. Here we go. Did you get it? It was hone, H-O-N-E. How about this one? That was none, such as in a church. Next. Good for you. That word was lane, L-A-N-E. The last word? That was on. Let's add a new letter again now. It's the last of the vowels, the letter I. The sound for the letter I is... The sound alike is bit it, bit it, bit it, bit it, bit it. The sound for I is bit it. Can you see the picture on the card with the mutt and his fangs sunk into the backside of the frightened man? If you happen to be a mailman, I know you can really relate to this card. Bit it. Trace this picture on onion paper and repeat, bit it. Bit it. Over and over again until it comes to you naturally. In your mind's eye, I want you to feel the teeth as they grab into the seat of those pants. Bit it. Bit it. Did you notice that the letter I is formed in the picture by the shredded seat of the man's pants? Stop the tape now and trace the picture. Now go get yourself a cookie, a cracker, an apple, or something you enjoy. As you eat each bite, think to yourself, bit it. And then chomp into the goodie. Remember that since you are doing it, that you can think, I bit it. I bit it. The words bit and it both contain the letter I, so it won't be too hard for you to remember. Stop the tape and follow this exercise now. That was pretty enjoyable, but now it's back to work. Trace the letter I on the alphabet card and repeat bit it each time the letter is sounded. Ready? Bit it. Bit it. Now write a large I in the air and repeat the sound alike for I. Bit it. Bit it. Bit it. Next, trace it on a roughly textured surface. Bit it. Try biting your teeth down every time you say, bit it. Okay, let's take a quiz on the four letters we have learned in this lesson. They are bit it, a light is lit, Nazi, and deep in the heart. Now you copy some by yourself. Here we go. You should have written I-N-H-L-H-N-I-N-L. How did you do? If you copied well, let's copy some words using the same letters. Here's the first one. That one was Hill, H-I-L-L. Next. You got it. It was line, L-I-N-E. And finally, that one was nail, N-A-I-L. If you are copying all this without error, let's take check test number 7. Loosen yourself up, number from 1 to 10, and away we go. Stop the tape and check your answers in the check test key. Mark your score on check test number 7 in the check test graph and continue to work on this section of the tape until you can copy all these letters with no errors. Take a break now. You deserve it. You have worked pretty hard. Lesson number 8. You should begin to feel new determination by now as you realize that your final goal for knowing the Morse code and being able to take at least 5 words per minute is fast approaching reality. If you can remember the letters from Lesson 7, you will now have posted 17 letters in your Letters I Know scoreboard. See if you can copy this series. The letters I sent were N, I, H, L, H, N, L, I. If you didn't miss a one, stop the tape and post your new letters and spend a couple of minutes patting yourself on the back. I hope you're sharing your progress with that friend who's cheering you on. Now, don't try to pull any fast ones. If you didn't remember all those letters, rewind the tape and zoom through Lesson 7 again before plunging into the new segment of the tape. I'm counting on your honesty, since I can't be there to keep my eye on you in person. In today's lesson, we'll review N and I and add new letters of F, B, and Z. These are simple, so today's lesson should progress very well indeed. First, let's tackle the letter F. Look at the card and study it carefully. Picture the nervous student after having worked his way completely through this course. He just went to the FCC examining office, which is what you will have to do if you wish to receive a license higher than novice, and he just took his exam. Now he's sitting on pins and needles while he awaits the results. He didn't have too much confidence in himself, though. I know you're going to be different. He just kept repeating the sound alike for the letter F. Did I fail it? Did I fail it? Did I fail it? F. Did I fail it? Did I fail it? Did I fail it? Did I fail it? All right, trace the picture on onion skin. And be sure you continue to repeat, did I fail it, each time. The word fail is the only long beep in the sequence. It goes, did I fail it? Be sure you get the proper inflection. Did I fail it? Did I fail it? As you think about it, see the letter F in the word fail each time. Now stop the tape and practice as you trace. Okay, take the card and trace the F. As the F is sounded, remember to repeat, did I fail it, each time. Did I fail it? 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 Accent on the word fail, please. Now stop the tape and think about some times in the past when you wanted to do something which was very important to you, but for which you had real trouble. Think about this event and practice, did I fail it a few times, while you push your memory. Try to associate the emotion in that event with the letter F in the phrase, did I fail it? Did I fail it? Did I fail it? Next, put a big F on the top of your paper. Pretend that you're back in school and that an important test was just passed back to you. Boy, are you embarrassed. Everybody saw it. You really wanted to crawl into a hole because the whole class knows that you failed the test. Did I fail it? You sure did. Stop the tape and think about that now. Of course, that's just the opposite of what's going to happen to you in this course, because you have too much determination and you've been succeeding right along because you followed all the directions to a T. Listen to the sound alike for F. Did I fail it? Study the picture until you can reproduce it in your mind. Okay, now let's write the F in the air and repeat the sound alike. Did I fail it? Okay, next on a rough surface. Did I fail it? Did I fail it? Do you think you have it? Let's add to it another failure. Nazi, remember? In? Nazi. Nazi. Take the two cards and point to the one keyed and repeat the sound alike for each. Ready? Nazi. Did I fail it? See if you can get the rest of them by yourself. Okay, let's add the letter Z. Z is the last letter of the alphabet, and you better believe you're close to finishing your alphabet. Z is very easy to recognize. Look at your card. The Z says, Zaza did it. Z, Zaza did it. Zaza did it. Now, just what did that respectable beauty queen do? Well, in my picture, she's roller skating. But what you want her to do is strictly up to your own imagination. Picture Zaza in some ridiculous situation. The more unusual, the better. I like to think of her skydiving or deep sea diving. Maybe you could picture her racing jalopies or running the rapids in a rubber raft. What you want to remember is that Z stands for Zaza did it. Zaza did it. Stop the tape now and trace the picture on your onion skin, all the while thinking, Zaza did it. Picture the Z as you do it. Do it now. Something that you might think was fun is for you to blame poor Zaza for whatever goes wrong around your house for a while. Simply picture the Z and tell other members of your household that Zaza did it. It will make them furious, but it will become a lot of fun and a good way to practice your Z. Okay, now take the card and trace the Z while the Z is keyed. Repeat the sound alike each time. Zaza did it. Zaza did it. Z, Zaza did it. Now in the air. Zaza did it. And finally, on a textured surface. Zaza did it. Okay, put the Z card up with the others and take a good look at the B. Picture a marching band and hear the rhythm of the drums. Band rat-a-tat, band rat-a-tat, band rat-a-tat, band rat-a-tat. Band rat-a-tat, band rat-a-tat. The B is band rat-a-tat. Okay, now trace the picture on an onion skin and picture a marching band coming down the street with a big bass drum and a drum major with all the pomp and circumstance. B, band rat-a-tat. Stop the tape and do it now. Now take the card and trace the B with your finger while repeating band rat-a-tat each time the B is sounded. Band rat-a-tat. Now I want you to do something really ridiculous. I want you to march around the house, imagining that you are in a big band and that one of Sousa's marches is being played. March around the house repeating band rat-a-tat on each step. Right, band rat-a-tat. Left, band rat-a-tat. Right, band rat-a-tat. And so on. Remember to concentrate on the letter B, the first letter in the word band. One word of warning. By now your family is most likely to be looking to find just the right time to slap a white coat on you and throw you in the state loony farm, so keep a sharp eye. If you can picture yourself as part of a big band, the letter will stick forever in your mind. Stop the tape and do it now. Well, you are back. Maybe all the other members of your family fell in line and you've had a fine family band. Anyway, it's time for you to write the B in the air while I key it. Band rat-a-tat. Band rat-a-tat. Band rat-a-tat. Band rat-a-tat. Now on a rough surface. Band rat-a-tat. The sound alike for B is band rat-a-tat. Let's see if you remember all these letters. How about this one? Did I fail it? This one? Zaza did it. Band rat-a-tat. Nazi. Bit it. Deep in the heart. And finally, a light is lit. Okay, you're on your own. Let's see how you can copy. Here we go. How'd you do? You should have written I-N-Z-B-F-H-L. If you got all that, let's see if you can copy these words. Did you write fuzz? F-U-Z-Z? How about this one? Did you copy fall? F-A-L-L? How about this one? Did you hear the fly buzz? The word was buzz, B-U-Z-Z. Here's a longer one. Right. That's how you keep your horse from running off. You hobble him, H-O-B-B-L-E. The next word? Hobble. In the Los Angeles Zoo are scary tigers. Our last word? Did you copy the word blaze, B-L-A-Z-E? If you were not having trouble with these words, how about trying check test number 8? Stretch your fingers, get relaxed, number your paper to 10, and be ready to go. Okay, let's see if you've been concentrating. Check your answers in the check test key and record your score on your graph. Are you getting a larger percentage on the first try now than you did earlier in the course? See, I told you it would get easier as you go. Your own confidence in yourself is growing as you continue to learn the code. Continue up the good work. If you made some errors on this test, continue to work with this section until you can copy all the letters with ease. And until you pass the check test quiz without errors. Take a break now and relax for a while. You should really be pleased with yourself for all the growth that you have shown. Lesson 9 is a quick review of all the letters you have learned in the first half of this course, just to be sure that you don't forget what you've learned. Then we'll take a deep breath and learn the final batch. You should be smelling the roses by now. Before we go on, though, let's take a quick test to see if you remember the letters in Lesson 8. Remember, that was the lesson that almost finally caused you to be carried out in a white jacket? Okay, here goes the test. You should have written N Z F N B F Z and B. If that list was still like down home to you, you should stop the tape and post your new three letters in your Letters I Know scoreboard. Do you know how many letters you have to go now? Right. Only 6. Stop the tape and post your letters now. Did you make any mistakes? If so, rewind the tape and review Lesson 7 before you go on. The materials list asks you to get out several letters. Run through them now with the tape turned off several times to review the sound alike for each until they come automatically. Look at the picture and say the sound alike, and then the letter, such as kangaroo, K, why did I die, Y, and so on. Do it now. Okay, after that practice, I think you'll be ready for the next. As I sound the letters, you see if you can identify each before I tell you the answer. Here we go. Kangaroo, K. Sayah, A. Why did I die? Why? E. Ho, ho, ho. O. Tall. T. S. Kiss a U. U. Catch it, catch it. C. Barabbit. R. Did pop, pop it? P. Dog did it. D. Mawawa. W. Try the list again. Be careful, they're all mixed up now. Here we go. Mawawa W. Why did I die? Why? Kangaroo K. Ho, ho, ho. O. Tall. T. Say ah. A. S. Did pop, pop it? P. E. E. Dog did it. D. Rabbit. R. Kiss a U. U. Catch it, catch it. C. Okay, now for a quiz. You're on your own, so listen carefully and repeat the sound-alikes each time as you write. Number from 1 to 13. Ready? I'll bet you didn't get lost in that long series. Here's what you should have written. W P C S O Y K D R U T E A. If that sequence gave you some trouble, spend some time reviewing the sound-alike cards for each letter in this series before coming back to the tape. Spend some time sending the letters for sure, and be sure to practice your sound-alikes so that you know them without hesitation. Stop the tape and do it now. This is the end of side 5. Please turn the tape over for side 6.